Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
It's time for overrated, underrated, or properly rated with the Chad Hartman Show. Live here on CCO. Call or text 651-461-9226. Come on, join the fun.
Before we start, I got to read an overrated that was outstanding from one of our listeners.
Good.
He's talking about sports bars, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he says, oh man, where did this thing go? He goes, overrated sports bars. I know a place with all the sports that I can hear on the TV with a private bathroom and cheap drinks and plenty of seating. Rare occasions, the owner upstairs puts out two. Now, that's a great overrated. That is one way to say, and we talked about it during the break, I like to watch sporting events at my house. Exactly right, for the same reason. Especially when you have the DVD and you got DVR and you can stop it.
Right.
Tremendous.
Wonderful.
But anyway,
that's
yeah.
A good one.
So I think, yeah, that was creative, yes. Can you know we be as creative on these? Let's see if we can.
Oh, no. That's a lot of pressure.
Absolutely not.
That is a lot of pressure. No, I think that to go to a sports bar to watch a game, I guess if you're with a bunch of buddies and you want to have that community atmosphere, but it is a little loud and distracting. I like my couch. I like to scream at my TV, of which I'll start with the Vikings being overrated. I'm going to hone in a little more on the offensive line. And then I'm going to ask, because David and I were talking about this, because I was mildly nervous. I didn't have a good enough list of overrated, underrateds today. But usually when there's an offsides, right, false start, you can see it. Like you can see someone move. And it was so weird because they kept throwing the flag. And I'm like, I didn't see anybody jump. Did anybody see anybody jump? Did you watch the game? I mean, was it clear they were jumping?
Well, couple of them were, but what happens is once, and I've watched football for years.
Me too.
I don't know what holding is. I mean, I know what it's supposed to be. I don't know what they call. I don't know what catching a ball is anymore. I don't even know the rules. But there was one where Justin Jefferson, I mean, because the linemen are screaming and pointing, then all of a sudden there comes some point in time when they get set.
Yep.
If you just twitch, like if you move, like if you rock back a half an inch, that's a penalty.
That's baloney. I mean, let me just say officiating then is overrating because it wrecks the game. What are you doing? Let's play football. Let's watch the play.
Exactly.
I mean, you spend more time with that.
Just a little tiny bit,
I
they
think
call
that,
it.
That
the
is.
Justin Jefferson one was, I mean, you could see him when they showed it, you could see him. But I mean, it's ridiculous. I mean, I don't get that. The whole point is if you move a little bit, you're going to draw the defense offside, and then it's you. But here the defense is pointing at him, saying nah 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 nah. Look who did it. They weren't drawn offside. I don't know why that's a big deal.
The other one, and I'm going to do another crack on officiating. There was a tackle, right, that they called a penalty on, and I want to say. We were tackling their...
Dallas Turner tackled their quarterback.
It looked like a fine tackle. Now,
It used to be.
You know why it's not?
Why?
You know why it's not?
Somebody got hurt.
Do you remember?
Mr. Aaron Rodgers got hurt.
By
Anthony Barr, right?
Anthony Barr.
The one that busted up his shoulder.
Anthony Barr did a tackle and fell on him, and Aaron Rodgers got hurt. You know, we can't have Aaron Rodgers get hurt. Although, I actually agree with this rule. I think how they enforce it is maybe, in other words... If you look at the really experienced pass rushers, when they come in, as soon as they hit the quarterback, they've learned to roll off
him.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Dallas Turner's young, doesn't he seems to get a lot of stupid penalties. He didn't even make an attempt to roll off him. And by the way, the Lions game, we got the benefit of the exact same play
Did we?
In reverse.
Yes. How good are the Lions? Man, they look good.
Yeah,
they
not did. Last week.
They lost
last week they got, yeah, they did.
They Vikings lost took Vikings down, baby.
Yeah. Yeah, we did, didn't we, doggone it. They looked good yesterday.
The Vikings had no, and maybe one procedure penalty when they're playing on the road, which is way tougher because when you're trying to communicate, the crowds make noise.
Right.
You know, years ago, do you remember this? Years ago, if the crowd made too much noise, they would flag. They would put a flag and
they'd have
say,
the warning. You got to quiet down.
If you
down
don't quiet down, you're going to get your team. And finally, they realize no.
Come no. on.
Exactly.
Again, to my point, officiators, officials.
Well, the officials are just enforcing the rules. They don't make them.
I know, but I still think that's therein lies the trouble, the riff, or whatever you call it, that. Are they power hungry? Do they go to every game and say, I'm going to throw a lot of flags?
I'm telling you, so these are the rules. If you twitch just a little bit, that's a penalty.
But is there not some subjectivity involved in it?
Well, there isn't holding and pass interference, I'll tell you that. A lot of subjectivity in that.
Right.
I mean, you have no clue when they're going to call interference and when they don't.
I know.
You know,
irritates me.
It's very vague what it is and what it isn't. But if you move... Once you're set, if you move the littlest bit, that's supposed to be a penalty. So the refs are just doing what they're told. And same with Dallas Turner. When he fell on him, that I knew it was going to get called. I mean, it's just that's the rule.
It felt like he also tackled him up high. Like, had he been able to get him at the waist and below.
Well, you can't hit below the waist either on a quarterback.
they
want to have quarterbacks healthy, Susie. I get that. Rodgers ruins everything somebody said here. Yes, I can...
Yeah, he's overrated.
Susie wants anarchist.
Anarchist. I want straight up football.
No
rules. Let them beat the hell out of
me. I'll tell you what, Susie.
I'm kidding.
I'll tell
about
you what.
That,
go back on YouTube and find some game from like 1977 and go watch it. They used to have this the CBS. The CBS da it would go da 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 da, and then they would show some guy blowing a guy up. Every single scene they showed would now probably be a 15-yard penalty, and several of them would be ejections.
Yeah.
So it's for safety, concussion protocol.
All right. So what was my other one, Dave? I was going to talk
Isaiah.
About Isaiah. So I have a grandson.
Yes.
Corso. And
aren't they wonderful? I got two. I got three.
Three. Mm-hmm. Well, mine is 14 months. So he's walking and he's very funny.
And talking.
Very communicative.
Nonsense most
yeah,
of the time.
Yeah, nonsense and also a lot of head nodding. I'm like, you want to have a bath? I said, you want to go have a bath?
Mm-hmm.
You know, so he has his bath and I'm helping him and we're having fun. And we have these two cups from like a Gopher football game, the plastic drink cups. And I said, we started with the two cups and we put one cup inside of the other cup and he started to laugh. And then I took the cup out, and he started to laugh even more. Then I put the cup back in. I mean, he was hysterical laughing at this. And I'm cracking up just because he's cracking up. And his dad, my son Ben, comes in and says, what are you guys laughing at? I said, you know what? It is funny to put a cup inside another cup.
I'm going to say this about grandchildren. Now that I have three of them.
Yes.
Incredibly underrated.
I know.
I know everybody told me it's the greatest thing in the world. I went, all right,
No.
I was so
floored.
It's so amazing. And like Charlotte is like 21 months and she just laughs at everything.
Everything.
Like we were out shopping for something and she's in the car and just everything's funny to her.
Everything
she never stops laughing.
No.
It's just, she's just living the best life. And it's, although my wife takes care of the bathing duties and our other littler one who's about 16 months, Gracie. Lisa goes, you got to come up here. And there was poop all in the bathtub.
Oh, no. It's your job. You got to help me.
I guess you got to clean that up.
Yeah, like a scooper. You know, I mean, they really are. And their little mannerisms, and Ben, my son, is really loves football. And it's on a fair amount. And I said, when I was over there Friday night, I said, should we watch some football? And he goes, plumps over, plops down on the couch, does the old football. I was like, you are so funny. But they're so smart.
You got to teach them to school.
He's a Packer fan.
Oh, no.
What is going on?
Oh, no.
I'm sorry. It was an accident.
Oh, no.
It goes through the father's genes.
Yes,
and
it does.
It does. My ex-husband's a Packer fan. They own season tickets. And Josie, my daughter, have...
You know what?
Share the team. They have certificates.
Okay. All the more.
I swear to God, and I'm sure Isaiah's going to get ownership.
Here's what you do.
Mm.
Because when they're that age, you know, if I wanted to say and do a couple of fingers up and point up like you're giving everybody the finger,
yeah, yeah.
They would do it and laugh, right? And they would do it because they don't know any better.
Right.
So you need to teach them the skull chain.
Oh, yes. With the
and
fingers.
And also go show your dad.
Oh, how mad would he be?
He won't know any better. we got to take a break.
Yeah, right? I guess so. Well, thanks for listening to my little contribution.
Come back. We'll do a little more overrated.
Yes, see what folks have to say on the text line.
We will.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, back. Korzenowski in for Hartman with Susie Jones, Dave Harrigan. Dave, you got it overrated, underrated, properly rated?
Yeah, I've got a few of them here. Let's start going back to Friday. Susie was in here hosting. And for anybody who's interested in the Edmund Fitzgerald today, 50 years since the ship sank to the bottom of Lake Superior, if they miss it on Friday, Susie, it was something people should go back to. The interview with Terrence Teisel, who was one of two guys they dove together, he and his buddy Mike Z, in 1995, dove down scuba diving, not in a submersible like every other dive has been to see the Edmund Fitzgerald, but went down by themselves and saw the Edmund Fitzgerald. Terrence talked about just what all went into going on a dive like that.
Isn't it 530 feet below that deep?
Yeah, it's about 500 feet. And he talked about putting his hands on the rail of the bow and saying, you know, just that that feeling. Mm. If you can go back to that Spotify, Apple, Odyssey, you find the podcast because I haven't stopped thinking about that interview since Friday.
Ah, and he was also, in addition to being really technical about how it went and how much training went into going down to certain levels and different types of oxygen and gases they needed at different levels. I mean, it was brilliant just what he went through. But then the spiritual part about the emotional part of it for him to understand that he was at a gravesite and that, you know, what propelled him to do it, what propelled him to touch the railing of the Edmund Fitzgerald.
And heard from families afterwards who weren't exactly thrilled about it.
Not. He got a lot of flack for that.
For touching it?
For touching
for just going in general.
Yeah. Really? Why?
Yeah.
I just think it's so sacred and, you know, I mean, I don't know.
Because I know there was I think Channel 9 did a thing where they went down, and I just saw ads for it, where they went down maybe in a submersible.
Submersible. But most of those guys did that.
But
and
it
took video.
Yeah, I mean, I'm wondering. I also heard that it's very well preserved, given the fact that the water is really cold or it's not salt water.
Yep.
Lake Superior is not salt water, right?
No, fresh water.
Fresh water.
So that makes a big difference, I'm guessing.
Yes.
Preservation.
So. Anyway, go back and take a look at that. A couple overrateds. Number one, getting out to the bus stop today. We're in a race with the two kids, the 5-year-old and the 8-year-old. We're already running late. Daddy's getting annoyed. Come on, we got to get the shoes on, get our jackets. Don't wear those shoes. You can't wear those shoes.
Oh,
you have gym class today. Put on your tennis shoes. Bus comes at 8:12 in the morning. It's 8:11. We're finally out there. The bus is just about to come racing around the corner. And the 8-year-old's, Daddy, I have to go potty.
Ah.
Oh, boy.
You do not have time to run back to the house. Are you prepared to miss the bus? Yeah, I'm sorry.
Oh, you're killing me.
So you have to give the 8-year-old a ride to school?
Yes, I had to give the 8-year-old a ride to school, and I was actually surprised. The 5-year-old just said, I'll fine. Take the bus by myself.
Oh, yeah, did she?
I don't care, yeah. I'm fine. I don't care. I'll get up there. Yeah, and they're the first stop of the morning. So she's on the bus all by herself. I'm waving while the others already probably just barely getting to the front door to get in and go to the bathroom.
Oh, Lord.
But luckily, it's good to know as a parent that you know your child realizes they screwed up. Because she got 45 minutes worth of chores before we actually had to leave for school then. And she did them without arguing. It was great.
Was she missing class?
No. No, they're the first. Their bus ride totals about an hour because they're the first ones to get picked up.
Boy.
It's ridiculous, but it's how it has to be. So, you know, she's like, all right, Daddy, let's go. No, we can't drop you off till 10 minutes before school starts. So see that vacuum there? Uh-huh. See your room and my room? Go.
Wow, you
did
made
she
her
do it?
Vacuum?
Did she understand?
She vacuumed both rooms.
Golly, she took how old is she?
She's 8. It was the oldest, so she's very well versed in being able to vacuum. And I said, all right, those clothes in the dryer, let's get them out and fold them up. Let's go here.
No way. You are a tyrant.
Yeah, the only problem was she got about halfway through the dryer load. I thought she was done. Then we're about to walk out, and I see it's still half full.
Oh, boy.
So, okay, let's finish up.
You didn't make
her
finish
there
on top.
Bet
how
I did.
Long does it take to drive her to the school if you're not in the bus?
About 15.
Okay, so it's not that long way away. There's just so many stops.
It's so many stops. It's, yeah, complicated.
So she's the first one
around you.
And the last off. Is that right?
Yes, the afternoon bus
a bummer,
is much
man.
Quicker. Cause a lot
that's
of
a
long
bummer
day.
Being the first on and last off. That's, yeah. That's a bummer. That's a bummer.
Yeah,
I got
weird.
One.
Okay.
This maybe seems obvious. I think watching a sporting event live is incredibly overrated. That if you can watch it when it's, because when I do the show here on Sundays, you know, when they kick off at noon, I can't get home
right,
in time for the kickoff. Usually I got to run a couple errands. I usually get home. Usually takes me maybe 45 minutes to get home. Maybe I'm getting whatever. Because I'm in no hurry because I've got it on the DVR. Now, you have to be disciplined to put on like a music station. And my wife knows not to start the game till I get home. And,
and then
we sit down and we start it. And you just speed through every commercial. And guess what? You catch up with about 2 minutes to go in the game. Now you have to keep your phone away from you, right? Yeah. You gotta put it to the side so I can't make any snarky tweets during the game like I want to do if it's a live game. And I really like that. You know, have you ever? I mean, but if I'm home, I watch it live when I'm home. But I think there's something to be said for go out and do something for an hour. You know, go mow the lawn or something and come back in, and it's fantastic. I love it.
You but, should make the snarky tweets anyway, just so people can see how you're catching up with what they've already seen.
Delayed snarky
tweets. The delayed tweets.
Yeah.
Like, I know Linneman always, because I have him on my show. Linneman always texts me something, and my phone's going, burr, burr, burr. So I know Linneman's doing something, so I just put it aside. So finally, when I catch up, I look, and Linneman goes, JJ looks great.
Ah,
I said,
funny.
JJ looks great. The defense looks great. I said, Tom, one of those things held true.
Yeah, right.
So, yeah, that's.
I always, it's not happened to me, but where I've blown it for somebody.
Yes.
And I'm like, oh, what a bummer. And they're like,
oh, yeah.
Don't tell me anything. You know?
Yeah, it's, and then there's sometimes that I just don't care. You know,
yeah,
just I'll watch it. So that's what I got. Anybody else got any?
Well, I'll actually piggyback off yours because I had one more. Speaking of live sports. Online in-game betting, now with the newest scandal with the pitch rigging thing with the with Clase and Ortiz, the pitchers for the Guardians, how are we not done with this? We had the Terry Rozier last month, the NBA player, and now we have two pitchers that are indicted for, well, okay, you want me to throw a ball in this 2-2 count to that player? I can do that for you.
Right.
But, you know, isn't it Pete Rose material? Isn't it lose your credentials or lose your stars?
No, they're
they're facing up to 20 years in prison.
Yeah. And Jonte Davis is, the basketball player who already pled guilty.
Mm-hmm.
And he's kicked out of the league forever.
Yeah.
Now, that doesn't mean you couldn't maybe get back in some. But no, if you get caught doing this, if what they're saying that, who are the guards? Well,
Clase and Ortiz.
Oh, talk about the two basketball players. It was Rozier.
Terry Rozier and.
And James Jones. Something Jones, James. But Damon James or something. If they get convicted of this, I think they'll be kicked out. No, they're both veteran players. In fact, well, the one's not a coach now; he's retired.
Yeah,
and Rozier's getting close to retirement. But the pitches are.
Well, Clase's a hell of a pitcher.
Yeah, and you know they have the number of pitch. He has to throw it lower miles per hour and outside, so he spikes it in the dirt when they got the information. And I heard when I was getting ready that Jordana was saying, you know, the minimum salary is $729,000. Well, Clause, these two guys are making millions of dollars. So I wonder what gets them to go on that. I think maybe they themselves are gamblers and got into some trouble. But when
like
you say
an addiction.
Why, DraftKings and FanDuel Sports, they're the only two. Do you see ESPN shut her down? ESPN Bet shut it down?
They've got to deal with DraftKings, though.
Yes.
Now.
But DraftKings and these two, there's no other ones in there, and they are they have no integrity. At all. None. If you're losing, they give you VIP points.
Mm-hmm.
If you're winning, they kick you off. And all these really good gamblers that know what they're doing, they have to use mules to go place their bets for them. And it's supposed to be the opposite. So they're going to keep doing it, keep doing it, keep doing it. They don't care that these guys ruin their lives. They don't care about any of it. They're the these two sports books are worth billions of dollars.
Yeah, and the leagues are in bed with them, and money is so huge, they're not going to do anything either. It's, but, I mean, if you want integrity to the game, clearly we're losing it very rapidly.
Yes, all the props have got to go. I mean, and really, all the whole thing, imagine putting a casino in a college, in a 20-year-old college boy's hand.
Yes. 24/7.
Yeah, it's just, I mean, it's like, wow. I mean, it's incredible.
Yeah.
And they're just in high school, too. Right. It's running rampant. It really is. I recommend the Michael Lewis Against the Rules podcast on gambling. It's about 7 episodes. Outstanding.
Okay.
He breaks it down. I mean, all good Michael Lewis is at everything he does. It's really, really good stuff. So, all right. Thanks, everybody. Thanks,
Susie. Yeah. We'll talk to you soon. I'll be back in a half hour.
When we come back.
Yeah.
The world famous game show. What's up with Trump? What's up with Trump?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.